And now, with time rather than bitterness, I feel blessing. In the place of anger, I have found absolution. And in the place of revenge, I have found reconciliation. And my initial fury has slowly given way to forgiveness. Almost a decade ago, I founded a children's charity called Heal the World. The title was something I felt inside me. Little did I know, as Shmuley later pointed out, that those two words form the cornerstone of Old Testament prophecy. Do I really believe that we can heal this world that is riddled with war and hate and genocide even today? And do I really think that we can heal our children, the same children who, as the papers reported this morning, can walk into a high school in San Diego and shoot down two beautiful students just at the beginning of their lives? A horrifying reminder of the guns and hatred that shot through Columbine almost 2 years ago. Or children can beat a defenseless toddler to death, like the tragic story of Jamie Bulger. Of course I do. Of course I do. Or I wouldn't be here tonight. But it all begins with forgiveness. Because to heal the world, we first have to heal ourselves. And to heal the kids, we first have to heal the child within. Each and every one of us. As an adult and as a parent, I realize that I cannot be a whole human being, nor a parent capable of unconditional love, until I put to rest the ghost of my own childhood.